you got some crutches around you. You have something in your life that you lean on, and you probably lean on it a little more than you should. Here's the question you have to ask yourself. If a crutch is designed to help us hold weight and distribute weight, right? So if I can't walk on my foot and I need this crutch to help me distribute this weight, are you using something in your life that can't sustain the weight you're putting on it? We put ourselves and we get into situations where we will lean on something that cannot sustain the weight of the world that we're living in, on something that can't sustain the weight of that job pressure that we're getting, of that death that you just experienced, the weight of the child that you just had. It's really stressing you out. And when we lean on it, you wonder why you're not moving. It's because you can't move because you're down on the ground. I'm Sir Evans, and welcome to some real life morning motivation. Because no one wakes up in the morning and says, I hope I have a bad day. My desire is to empower and inspire your daily endeavors. Because you can do whatever you set your mind to. The question is, what do you want to do? Whether you're still finding your passion, pursuing it, or living it, motivation is a daily requirement for your success. So here's your morning motivation. Great morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you just tapped into the Morning Motivation Podcast show. Dedicated to any time of day, y'all. Don't get it twisted. Just because it's called Morning Motivation, don't mean you can't get these affirmations any time of day. I am your host for the day, and your host is always Sir Evans. Excited, as you may be able to tell, to be here with you another week. But like I said, Sir Evans, owner of Quality Service, where we create content and products to help keep you inspired, empowered, and motivated to hit your goals one day at a time. Whew. Listen, y'all. Year's moving right along. I know you're moving right along, because if you're listening, you're at least moving and grooving. That means you woke up on the sunny side of the soil. Do you know how many seeds are fighting through the dirt in order to make it to the sunny side of the soil? Do you know how hard it is to break out of a shell? You got this water flowing over you, dirt all over you, trying to suffocate you day in and day out. And the only thing that you want to do is to break free and get to the sunny side of the soil. And here we are, oftentimes taking it for granted what side of the dirt that we woke up on with a purpose. So I want you to go ahead and stretch your legs, stretch your arms, stretch your mind, and stretch your soul, and give a little thanks to say, hey, I'm here for a reason. This is my season, and I'm ready to go get what I need. Woo, let's go ahead and get it. I'm supercharged up. If you did not tap into the last series, y'all, the Superpower series, Powered by the Superpower Planner, y'all got to check that out, because I'll tell you this, it's beneficial because we're going somewhere. I'm taking you on a little journey, right? I'm taking you on a little journey this season, right? So we talked about the superpower. We broke down those superpowers. How do you find them? How do you tap into them? How do you be aware and combat those that are against your superpowers, right? But now that we've done that, I want us to dig into a little bit, because you might have that superpower. You might be supercharged up after that. I hope you are. And now we got to keep moving, because you want to know what we got to do? It's like a plane. Or you know what? Better yet, it's like a spaceship. And if you've ever seen a rocket take off going into space, you always notice how there's these huge components that fall off of the rocket. Now, I don't know what they are, but I'm just going to call them the components that help the rocket to launch, right? It's almost like a station, right? They break apart, like the legs break off of it, so that the rocket can take off. And as the rocket begins to travel outside of the Earth's atmosphere, it still is shedding compartments and layers. So I say that to say, as you are venturing through the stratosphere, as you are venturing through your life, there are some things that you are going to need to shed. There are some things that you cannot take with you to the next chapter. There are some things that you cannot take with you to the next part of your journey because they are weighing you down. They are not conducive to a proper liftoff. So I want to dive into that in this episode because coming off of the Superpower series, I want to make sure that you are lean. I want to make sure that we're spiritually, mentally, emotionally lean. Because the leaner you are, the cleaner you can fight. The better you can move. The more efficiently you can navigate. The clearer you can see when you are lean. When you have a strong support system around you. Ooh. Ooh. A strong support system? Yeah. Because we're going to talk about those crutches.
Hence the title of today's episode, Dabbling into Those Crutches.
Now, we're going to dive into it, but of course a crutch isn't always a bad thing. These crutches, and even in a practical sense, a crutch was designed with a purpose in mind. Someone is hurt, someone is injured, someone cannot walk, and they need some assistance. That's where the crutch comes in. But I'm going to put a pin in there because we're going to dive dead into this morning motivation so I can help explain today's topic a little bit more, y'all. So without further ado, the morning motivation, make sure you subscribe. If you have not subscribed, you can text motivate me to 202-918-3480. Once again, that is 202-918-3480. Just text motivate me to that number and you will be added to the subscription list. It is a morning motivation message that comes out Monday through Friday to help keep you inspired, empowered, and motivated throughout your day. Now, what's interesting about that is that these episodes derive from those morning motivation topics. So we pick the best ones, the ones that you guys have engaged with the most, the ones that you have said, hey, sir, dive into this a little bit more so that we can swim in that conversation a little bit more. And we break them open here on the podcast show today. So let's go ahead and dive into today's morning motivation message. All right. The human body is one of the most intelligent yet stupidest things I have ever had the pleasure of operating. Due to surgeries, I have learned how to walk twice in my lifetime, and both times the legs and brain act as though walking is a new phenomenon. But truthfully, when I look back, it wasn't the mind and legs that weren't perceiving walking as a new phenomenon. It was that my legs were too weak to carry the load, and the brain knew it. I have gone from a wheelchair to a walker to crutches and then a cane. But what if I decided to continue using the walker even when I was done healing? What if I used a crutch that was made out of a substance that was neither sustainable nor strong enough to carry the weight? So listen. Let me paint the picture for you guys, right? I got a buddy of mine, coworker. We work with Ignite together. So my boy Cam, he did some damage to his foot a couple of months ago, right? He was in a boot for about six months. It probably wasn't that long, but it felt like he was in that boot for a long time, right? So we had our event, workshop last week, and he came out and, you know, he was back in two shoes. You know, call him two-foot shorty. You know, he ain't got the boot on no more, right? And I was thinking about it, this scenario. Think about this, y'all. Now, what if, you know, he had injured his foot, sprained his ankle, whatever it may be. He had that boot on for 3-4 months for healing because the foot needs to be in a particular situation for a certain period of time in order to heal. It needs less pressure off of it. You know what I mean? The doctor will tell you after a periodic time, he say, hey man, this week or this couple of weeks, I want you to put 20% pressure on that foot. And he'll tell you different exercises and different routines that you can do that exerts that 20%. And then another couple of weeks, he say, okay, you can put 50 to 60% pressure on there. And he'll give you some tips and some exercises that you can do that shows you what it feels like to put that 50 to 60% on there, right? But when a doctor tells you, he says, okay, you are healed up, my friend. I feel very confident, very confident, very confident that you can take your boot off. You've had enough time healing. The x-rays look fantastic. I don't see any problems. Take the boot off. You're good to go. Don't go crazy. Come see me in 6 months. Okay. Now, if Cam still had that boot on, doctor says you can take it off, and Cam still has that boot on, what would you think? Like, why do you have that thing on? You are healed. Why are you still walking around with that crutch? Why are you still walking around with that boot on your foot? The doctor said you're good to go. We do this all of the time. So why it's important coming off of the last series is that when we look, y'all, we got places to be, things to do. We got a purpose to be fulfilled. We got power that's coursing through us every single day. We don't got time for the silliness. So when you think about that crutch situation, right? And it's a couple things we're going to dive into. We're going to explore those crutches. I want, in the back of your mind, I want you to be thinking about, what is your crutch? I'm going to share some of mine. But I want you to start thinking about what your crutch is. And we're going to talk through some ways that you can kind of combat those, face those. But the biggest takeaway is to be aware of that crutch. Be aware of why it's still in your life. And be aware of whether it's time for you to get rid of it or not. Right? So just in simple terms, first question up, I'll answer just so we all on the same page here, is what is a crutch? Okay, a crutch is basically something that we use to support our weight, right? A crutch is something that is used to support our weight. Now, why this is important is because there's a couple of different things, right? So when we're going through ordeals, when you're facing a challenge, when you're in an obstacle, even when you're overcoming some type of event that has really hit you hard, those are the times when our bodies need healing, right? So when we go through something that's challenging, when we have more weight on us, our body typically will result in some type of ordeal that will require some type of support system. So there's where you have crutch. Those are the things that we use. Now, some good examples of support systems, right? You have family, you have friends, you know, you may have even a group that you may speak with, a small group, even maybe from a church standpoint. Now, don't go super spiritual on me and say God is your support system. Now I'm not saying that God is not a support system. But here go the thing. When you start to over spiritualize this, you start to miss the fact that God will put physical, tangible things into your surroundings in order to help you in your support. Like, so don't get it twisted. Now, I need us to be a little bit more down to earth so that you can catch some of these gems that's flying past you now, because some of y'all will say that I don't need nobody else. I don't need no left to the right or nobody to help me do my thing. But we as humans were designed to be in community, so we can't forget that. But there can be a slippery slope between that support and that crutch, and the crutch is when it becomes abusive. The crutch is when it becomes a matter of I need this in order to function. I need this in order to get through my day to day. And one interesting thing about God is brilliant. Just that's probably an understatement, right? But I say that because there's so many ways that we could have been designed that would give us a complete, clear passageway to say, hey, I designed you to always need a crutch. I mean, maybe one leg or maybe half a brain, or even the whole free will. It's a great example of, hey, I'll take that. You don't need that free will, because I'm gonna need you to crutch, because with that, you're going to have to lean, right? So that's where the God is so brilliant, because He gave you that free will so that you could stand on your own, right? So you could make your own decisions on how you think, how you feel, what you believe in, right? So It's interesting because God didn't design. He could have. We see so many things around us, from the beautiful fluorescent colors of a flower that are second to none, or on a bird, or there's so many unique things around us that I think that we can all agree that if God wanted to create us differently, he most certainly could have. So, why is this important? This is important because we got some crutches around us. You got some crutches around you. You have something in your life that you lean on. And you probably lean on it a little more than you should. But here's the question you have to ask yourself. If a crutch is designed to help us hold weight and distribute weight, right? So if I can't walk on my foot and I need this crutch to help me distribute this weight, are you using something in your life that can't sustain the weight you're putting on it? Imagine if they made crutches with the same stuff that they've been making these, the new biodegradable, recyclable straws. I'm pretty sure y'all might have seen them. They're starting to cut back on plastic straws and get wet. Really, it's a one and done. Not going to use that straw again. Imagine if they made crutches with that same material. Imagine if they made crutches with that construction paper we used to use when we was in elementary school. You know, the real kind of thick but flimsy paper when you get the coloring on. You know what I'm talking about. The vanilla paper. Yeah, that construction paper. Imagine if they made crutches with that. I guarantee you wouldn't be standing up for too long, right? And we put ourselves and we get into situations where we will lean on something that cannot sustain the weight of the world that we're living in. We will put our weight on something that can't sustain the weight of that job pressure that we're getting. It can't sustain the weight of that death that you just experienced. It can't sustain the weight of the child that you just had. And now you're feeling a certain kind of way after that. It's really stressing you out. We pick things that can't sustain the weight of pursuing success. And when we lean on it, we don't realize that it's putting us further and further and further down to the ground, to the point where you wonder why you're not moving. It's because you can't move because you're down on the ground. So you have to be conscious about the crutches that are around you, right? You have to be conscious about what it is, and really not even be conscious. You got to be real. You have to be real with yourself. And I'm going to dive into that in the next episode, because there's something that that has to be dissected within itself when it comes to talking about looking inward. But the first step in there is also, as we always already know, is recognizing that crutch that exists, recognizing that problem. Okay. So one of the questions here was, if you're looking for support and it's not coming, what do you need to do to take care of yourself? It's two things, and they're a lot, trust me, they are a lot easier said than done. It's patience and it's faith. It took me less than 2 seconds to say those words, but it's taken me years in order to become better at them. Patience and faith. Because patience in the process, in the timing, in it all. Faith, it's an interesting thing. Because having faith in God when you don't know God, or if you don't even know if God is working in your favor, feels a lot like you're doing it on your own. Did you catch it? Let me run it back. Having faith in God, even when you don't know God, or if you don't know if he's working in your favor, feels a lot like you're doing it on your own. Because even with faith, we all know, if you be transparent with yourself, even as a God-fearing man, relationship with God, there has definitely been times in my life, even after being shown several times that God has got me in his favor, there are times where I'd be like, hey, you still working? Did you off this week, or you off this season, Lord? I know you're never off. I was just joking. I was just checking, because I hadn't heard from you, in a little while. You know, so I was just checking. I don't mean no disrespect. I was just checking, you know. Right? When you're there, when you're in that space, when you don't really know what God is doing, it feels a lot like, or it feels the same way as it feels if you were absolutely doing it on your own. Like if you didn't know God from a can of paint and you were just doing it on your own, it feels a lot like the same. When you're in that rut, when you're in that smoke, when you're in that hail season, it feels a lot like, it feels the same, you know? Whether God is with you, whether he's not with you, when you're in the trenches and you're getting kicked in your mouth and life is really throwing some punches at you, it feels a lot like, it feels the same. The biggest difference is, and it is the difference, is that one who has faith knows that they're not in that battle alone. The one who has faith knows that they're not in the battle alone. The other one feels like they're completely alone. But where they feel the same is that when you are really like tired, when you are really exhausted, when you are really in pain, you still feel alone. Like there's a space within you that feels alone. Yeah, it might not be the majority, but there's a space within you that feels alone. And it's that faith that comes back in and says, I know I'm not alone. But the patience is what continues to carry you through until you are reminded that you're not alone. That patience is the part. Because sometimes you will feel like you are walking through the desert by yourself. Faith in your mind saying, okay, I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to make it. Whether you have faith or not, you're still walking through the desert. That's the part that feels the same. You're still walking through the desert. But the faith says, I know I'm not alone. I know I'm going to get there. I know I'm going to get there. And then you throw in the patience part because I know that God has me on this journey for a reason. I know that I'm going to get there because God is with me. I know that this is all going to make sense, even if it doesn't make sense right now. Even that support, because a lot of times you can over-spiritualize and be like, God is the only support I need, but and walk right past family and friends, right? Walk right past teammates. Walk right past team workers, walk right past mentees, walk right past mentors, walk right past all of them, be like, God got it. No, God got it. That's why God gave you all these people that you're walking past. And we'll walk right into something that's not in our favor, right? But if you're looking for that support system and it's not coming, you need to have patience. You need to have faith. I think that even if you focus on one, you will eventually focus on the other because they go hand in hand. But that patience and that faith, and you'll start to see things move. You'll start to see things move. It's always so interesting when you think about the analogy of the faith of a mustard seed, right? Or the faith, yeast is also used in a word when it comes to faith, right? And if you've ever seen a mustard seed, the thing is so damn small. Like it's so small, sesame seed small, right? You mean to tell me that's all I need? That's just that little speckle of faith, that's all I need? Yes, because it grows. Yeast, used as another example so frequently. Yes, because it grows. God knows that if you give him a shot, oh, he know what he gonna do. He know what he's capable of. Come on now. That's like ultimate confidence. The meaning of confidence, the meaning of all words. So it's like, I know what I'm capable of. You don't know. So that's where the faith card comes in. Faith, patience. Exercise them both. Right? Now, I told you to think about this one earlier, but I want you to think about what's your biggest crutch. What has your crutch been in this biggest season, in this season? What has it been? What have you found yourself leaning on instead of standing strong in this season? Identify it. Why? Why have you been leaning on it this season? And I don't know. It's not an answer. I swear I couldn't come in the house when I was a kid after getting into some trouble and my daddy asked me why and I tell him I don't know. I swear it was never a good answer. Never sufficed. never sufficed. And you know you too old to still be answering, I don't know. You need to spend some time there. I tell you one of my biggest crutches that I had this previous season, and I'll dive into how I was able to overcome that and still working through it in the next episode, Death of Bad Habits. But it was appetite. Appetite. Appetite was one of the crutches. And it's not just a physical appetite. It was an appetite for work, an appetite for food, appetite for distractions, right? And also, even an appetite for things that weren't healthy to my mind, healthy to my spirit, healthy to my emotions, especially when it comes to frustration. That's one of them. Like, you got an appetite for being frustrated. I know that sounds odd. It's like somebody might even have an appetite for, there's plenty of them, lust, anger, fear. You got an appetite for that stuff. Sometimes we crave those things and we don't even realize it in our subconscious. Death of bad habits, we'll dive into that a little bit more. But we crave things we have no idea why. But habits, those appetites, was my biggest crutch in the previous season. And in this season, I'm not 100% sure right now. I don't feel like there is something that is being leaned upon too heavily right now. And I would probably even say that I've been striving to even increase my support system, because I definitely have seasons where I say, okay, I get into my own zone. So I have to be mindful to come out of that to be able to stay in that community, because sometimes I'll get in my own zone, keep my head down and just be working. And I have to come up and be like, hey, come up for air now. You've been down there too long. Right. Another one of the questions I got here. Okay. What are some things that have been there for you at your weakest moments? Well, I'm going to tell you like this, and I feel like that's a trick question, but I'm going to give you kind of a trick answer. Everything's around at your lowest. Everything's there. Everything's at your disposal. Everybody wants a piece. But everything ain't there for you when you're at your lowest. Now, what I mean by that is that it's always so easy to get lower when you're already low. It feels like, oh, just so many opportunities to keep you smothered, to keep you down. So many vices are there when you're at your lowest. And really, when you're at your lowest, most of the time is when you have a higher likelihood of quitting. So when you have a higher likelihood of quitting or giving up, you will agree to more toxic things than you would at any other point. Because you don't have as much to lose. You don't have really anything to lose. So it's a lot more fair game for vices to come into your life than it is for the light, even though the light still shines brighter. But there's a lot more vices that are coming around because you're at your lowest. So you're more susceptible to say yes to them than you would be if you were on your way up, because now you feel like you have something to lose. There's something on the line. And we talked about this with the light bulb moment in the superpower series. But you know what's a hidden gem that was there for me when I'm at my lowest? And now I've come to look for it when I'm at my lowest, is wisdom. When I'm at my lowest, I look for wisdom. I look for knowledge, but I refer to it as wisdom because I feel like it's in those opportunities that is something that I can learn that can be applied to that particular season. Right. And that's the only difference, I think, between wisdom and knowledge is knowledge is the actual information. Wisdom is the application. Wisdom is that experience that you've gained from that knowledge being applied. So when I'm at my lowest, one of the things that's there is usually wisdom. That's what I look for, because I know that that knowledge that I can gain when I'm at my lowest can be applied to this season. And if I apply it to this season, then I can now get further ahead and I can actually rise above that situation. Because one thing that I've learned, and I want you to write this down if you don't write down anything else today. Questions lead to answers and answers lead to action. Questions lead to answers and answers lead to action. So when I'm looking for wisdom, when I'm down, I'm looking, I got my ears open. Share with my wise ones, share with my mentor, share with those who I know can provide something fruitful for me to contemplate, even if it's something that I don't agree with, even if it's something that I don't want to hear. I'm going to share it with those, and I have my list of people. Those are things that are also there when I'm at my lowest, and they're there at my highest. But there's people that I know that I can turn to that will shoot it to me straight, straighter than an arrow that's made out of titanium steel. I know they'll shoot it to me that straight. And I know that it's up to me now to be able to apply that, because I know that God put them in my path. I know that He sent them. I know that that's the reason why I'm able to reach out to them to have these conversations, for that wisdom. And you know what? I'm gonna take it to church right quick, because biblically there's two different types of wisdom. If you were to look up the root word for wisdom in Hebrew, there is a godly wisdom. That's the true definition. There's two. And there might be more, because I know those words get broken down a lot. But there's specifically a godly wisdom, and then there's an earthly wisdom. Wisdom in its truest form is that which is of God. That's the wisdom, that is that knowledge of God, is the experiences, all of those things. When we think about wisdom and we look at it from a godly perspective, that's all you really have to do is to get that pure definition of what wisdom is. It's those experiences that is obtained through that knowledge of God. And then there's earthly wisdom, which is not of God. Prime example, Exodus, when the magicians was working, the little dark magicians, I think Pharaoh had got them to kind of work the miracles that Moses was doing. Pharaoh had called in his little magicians to try to mimic the same things that Moses was doing, because Moses was like, okay, look, let my people go. Boom, God will show him a sign. Pharaoh would be like, no, I got some magicians that can do what you do. And in the word, it refers to them as wise magicians. Wise magicians. But when you look at the roots in Hebrew, never be confused. Why you got to study? The same word that's used to describe those magicians is not the same wise that's used to describe God. It's not the same wise that's used to describe a prophet in the word. It's two totally different types of wisdom, because one is of the world and one is of God. So when I'm at my lowest, the easy answer I wanted to share was, oh, God's there, I'm at my lowest. But like I said, God will put things into your life that you need, that's tangible right there in that moment, to direct you back to Him. So I look for that wisdom. What do you look for? What do you look for when you're at your lowest? Because what you look for at your lowest will determine whether you stay there or whether you rise. The last thing that you want to do is have to have a rehab to rehabilitate you from what you used as rehab. Like drinking. Like if I got a problem, it's okay to drink. I'm not against it. But when you come to drink as a dependency, and now that was used to get out of a situation, and then now I have to get some type of other rehab in order to get out of that situation. Like when my mom passed away, my dad used to always say, don't drink. And he led by example. Now, my dad was an alcoholic, and this is before my time of being born. I'm youngest of 10 siblings. Before I was born, my dad was an alcoholic. Everybody knows it. All family members know it. Everybody mostly has a chip on it. I didn't get to see this in my life. I think he had stopped drinking by the time I was born. So when my mother passed, he shared with me that lesson, which was wisdom. Why not to drink after losing someone like that? Because it puts a dependency on you. It puts a crutch on you that now becomes associated with that pain. So whenever that pain arrives, that's the crutch I'm going to lean on. So he wanted me to understand that don't drink at this situation. This is not the time where you want to lean on these substances, where you want to lean on that girl, where you want to lean on these things. It's okay to have those, but when you begin to lean on them out of a sense of desperation to cope with the pain that you're going through, now you got a problem. What's your crutch in this season? Maybe you put a crutch down and you found another one. Maybe you got a crutch that you put down and you ain't seen it in a while, but what is it? What's your crutch? And why are you using it? So I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I gotta get out of here, y'all. I gotta start my day. I gotta keep it moving. But I want y'all to tap in next week. We're gonna pick up with the death of bad habits, and we are gonna combine these together because they do go together. Because yes, I needed you to understand that crutch. I needed you to understand where that area of opportunity is, where you have a support system, but this might be a little toxic support system and you need a better one. But then also, I want us to dive into what are you supposed to do with that once you have recognized it. Till the next time, y'all. From Sir With Love, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Tell a friend who needs some inspiration, motivation, and or empowerment. And I am the man for them. And if you need some contents or products to help keep you inspired, empowered to hit your goals, tap into none other than qualityservice.com, qualityservice.com, qualityservice.com. You know, you got to say it a couple times. People like to forget. Salute. I'm Sir Evans, and you've been listening to Surreal Life Morning Motivation. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and review this episode, and join me next week for Surreal Life Morning Motivation. Thank you for listening. Salute.